Second, we've got breaking news. The vote on the repeal of Obamacare taking place now.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
For 7 years, every Republican running for office promised to repeal and replace this disastrous law. We're now one step closer to liberating our citizens from this Obamacare nightmare.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Are you telling your colleagues, if you don't go with us, you support the standing health care law?
The point that we have made, Bill, is that voting not to get on the bill, essentially, was voting to keep the status quo. I think the message going forward is that, yes, if we want to move in a different direction, if we want to take this failed law and rescue the American people from it, then we've got to figure out how do we get 50 votes in the United States Senate to make that happen.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. And it's happening right now, or actually in about a few minutes. The United States Senate is going to vote on a full repeal. The repeal and replace language that was put forward yesterday failed by a vote of 43-57. Not particularly shocking. Now, the next vote that's coming up in the United States Senate, literally while we're on the air, is the vote on the full repeal. Now, this was the bill that was put forward in 2015 that received the support of all Republicans. That doesn't appear to be the case right now as we're going into this vote. We're going to find out from Jordan and Than exactly where we are, but this is it. So everybody knows this was the same language they voted on in 2015. That's what's coming up in the next few minutes.
Yeah, there's only three Republican senators who didn't vote on this language because they weren't in office yet. All three would be expected to vote yes, so we're just looking at there's Susan Collins already voted no in the past. She's the one no. Okay, so she's not going to change. But Senator Jerry Moran, who has wavered on this, he ultimately voted on the motion to proceed, but he's wavered on this very issue of the repeal with the 2-year transition. Same goes for Rob Portman of Ohio, Lisa Murkowski, who voted no even on the motion to proceed. Though she voted yes. Remember, all these names, they voted yes on this exact language. It will be before them very soon. So did Senator Dean Heller as well. So you can still contact their offices at 202-224-3121, asking them to vote yes on the repeal of Obamacare with the 2-year transition in just a few moments. I mean, the time is running out. So 202-224-3121 to contact those swing senators.
All right. Let me get Than Bennett in the conversation. He's our Director of Government Affairs. He's in Washington right now. Than, you're across the street. This, by the way, coming out of our new studios. Looks good, Logan.
Keep tweaking it, but looks good so far.
Yeah, we're getting better. It's getting good. A little lighting adjustments, I guess, right? All right, go ahead, Than. Where are we?
Well, I think Jordan laid it out right. We're about to find out, Jay and Jordan, who is going to flip-flop, if any do. I think Jordan said it right. Susan Collins has voted no in the past. She's the only one, Jay, on the Republican side that really gets a pass. I don't think she gets a pass, but at least she would be consistent. Jay, if we see any of these other senators who we've been targeting over these last few days vote against this, I think what you said at the open of the broadcast, I think that is saying that they are okay with leaving the structure of Obamacare in place. And by the way, I'm not giving up yet. I think the political pressure on this still has a shot to take it over the line.
So do we have a shot here, Than? Let me ask you this. Do we have a shot on the on the straight repeal? How do you see it going?
I think we're more likely than not to lose that, Jay, but yes, we have a shot. There's political pressure involved here. There is a vote that has been cast for the majority of these senators, and look, they should be expected to go to the floor of the Senate and deliver what they promised on the campaign trail. Until that vote takes place, Jay, we absolutely have a shot.
More likely than not, we're going to lose. It's like a triple negative, but all right. All right, we're taking your calls, and Logan's going to let you know how you can get engaged in the conversation.
That's right. Phone lines are open, 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. You can also join us on social media, facebook.com/JaySekulow, Periscope, search for Jay Sekulow. You can also find us on Twitter and on ACLJ.org. Again, though, phone lines are open, 1-800-684-3110 to have your voice heard on the air today.
And don't forget also our matching challenge. We're in the last few days for the month. This is on Obamacare. Of course, we're working very hard on that repeal. ACLJ.org for that. ACLJ.org to add your name and support any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. We got a lot more to discuss. We're analyzing it as it's taking place. Rand Paul's up at the podium right now. We'll have a lot more to discuss on this. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. At the ACLJ, we're engaging a number of vital issues. We're standing up in defense of life at the Supreme Court. We're challenging the Obama administration's shadow government in federal court. We're working with Congress to stop the flow of hundreds of millions of dollars a year in taxpayer funds to the abortion giant, Planned Parenthood. And we're working to replace Obamacare. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks. From Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando, Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. So let's get everybody up to speed. We are in the vote right now, getting ready to start on the repeal. So, Than, give us exactly where we are. Jordan, I want to talk about the politics. But, Than, where are we right now in this broadcast with regard to this vote?
Well, at any moment, Jay, they will actually call the next series of votes. And in that series of votes, there will be two votes. The first one, just so people understand, is largely procedural. It's the second vote in that series that we're looking for. And that vote, Jay, that is the one that these senators have taken before in December of 2015. It's the repeal portion of the repeal and replace effort on Obamacare. There should be no excuse for any Republican senator to vote no on that, although we do have an indication that a number may. But again, the second vote in this series, that is the 2015 language on repeal that all of these senators have taken before. And Jay, it's one that every single one of them should vote yes on.
All right, so now the politics of it. Our clocks are all off, too, by the way.
All right, let's keep going, though.
All right, so let me get to the – maybe they're not. Let's get to the particulars of the politics of it, and that is, where is this right now politically?
Well, politically, we're in a situation where the pressure is on the U.S. Senate to get something at least back to the House that can go through a conference period and then to the president's desk. This vote is very key on the repeal of Obamacare with a two-year transition, because as Than said, there would be five hypocritical members of the United States Senate who could potentially vote no on this, who voted yes on it when it was President Obama in office, who they knew would veto it. But then they would run campaign ads about their vote and how great it was in defending it.
Yeah.
And these are the five that we are very concerned about. One of them voted even against the motion to proceed. The others were okay on that, again, the pressure should be on them because they've already voted yes on this, and they may be the reason why it doesn't go through. That's Senator Jerry Moran out of Kansas. Blame these folks. If they're the no votes, they should be blamed for this. Jerry Moran out of Kansas, Rob Portman from Ohio, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Capito from West Virginia, and Dean Heller from Nevada. If any of them are responsible for this not passing, that they should probably get primary opponents. And it, because they lied to their constituents about repealing Obamacare.
And this goes back to what I said, whether it was Than and I were talking about that last week. Were these, when they voted the first time, were these campaign votes or real votes? And evidently, it appears that they were, in a lot of these cases, campaign votes. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. The vote is not technically started yet, but very shortly, it's going to start in the next couple of minutes. But this is the exact same language from 2015 that every Republican said yes for, and now it'll be very interesting to see how this goes down. Logan, let's go ahead and take a call or a comment.
All right, let's take a call. Let's go to Mark in Washington on line two. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, Mark, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. My question has to do with something that neither party is addressing. With all the hubris about the vote of Obamacare, neither party has even discussed, mentioned, raised the issue of the outrageous pricing by providers for patients and health care. No one's talking about controlling those costs.
Well, that's all interrelated, though. But see, the problem is it's their rate of reimbursement and all that's interrelated into the insurance situation. So I'm not one that wants to blame the providers. I think the blame needs to be placed on a system that encouraged lack of competition. And the lack of competition is the problem. You've got a number of healthcare providers that don't even want to take people with particular forms of insurance because the reimbursement rates are so low. So I don't want to blame the doctors here. I think the focus needs to be on we've got a system that has to be fixed from the insurance end, and that hasn't been done yet.
What happened was Obamacare gave a bunch of people what were supposed to be insurance cards, but instead are useless because doctors will not receive them because the insurance companies will not pay up. So they are essentially, it's phony or fraudulent insurance, if you want to call it that. And that's why, ultimately, regardless of what happens in these next 20 hours on healthcare, this system is falling apart. I don't think you're going to see Republicans in the Senate or House bail it out. So the other option we have here is an insurance fallout for the American people. And I don't think that is going to bode well for the Republicans, and it's not going to bode well for any of us. I mean, yep. Any American, regardless of what side you're on, when the insurance companies fall out, which they will if they are not bailed out again through Obamacare, there's going to be mass chaos in the insurance industry.
I want to get a check on, I know our phone lines are jammed from a radio audience, which is great. Logan, give me a check on what we're seeing on social media right now, because the vote is, Rand Paul's still speaking, but it's imminent here.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying if it fails, they're going to have a lot of issues. Steven said if it fails, they should immediately be forced to be on Obamacare. Cody said, how can they not vote to repeal? They've promised and talked about this for 7.5 years
yep.
and even campaigned on it.
So all right, so Than, this is a great question that they're asking. We'll take another phone call at 800-684-3110, but our social media folks are asking the same question. How in the world can you run, and you and I have talked about this, for 7.5 years on repeal? And now the exact repeal language is coming up, and we're going to have congressmen, members of the United States Senate, actually, that are going to vote no.
There's no excuse for it, Jay. They told their voters that if they were sent to Washington, D.C., they would get the crushing weight of Obamacare off their back. And by the way, this vote should be easier today than it was in 2015 for two reasons. One, there's a president that's waiting to sign it. And Jay, the second reason relates to the caller you just took. Obamacare has been proven to be a failure. Premiums have gone through the roof. And the first step in reversing that is to take the weight of Obamacare off their backs. And by the way, if this were to pass, there would be that two-year transition period so that you would be able to put something else in place before that transition period ended. To answer your question very simply, Jay, there is no excuse for flip-flopping on the 2015 vote, and I'm hoping that these threats to flip-flop will not actually come to place. I fear they will, but I hope they won't.
Do we have, Jordan, any senators that we've been targeting that are going to vote in favor of the repeal? Do we know that at this point?
No. No, we don't. I mean, we were worried that they wouldn't even vote for the motion to proceed. One out of the five did not, but we were successful in getting the other four, I think because of the grassroots pressure, to vote yes on the motion to proceed. Now the question is, will they cast the same vote they've already cast yes on, which is the repeal of Obamacare with a two-year
yep.
transition? They've all voted yes on this before, but this is the one where they've all left open a real question mark on whether or not they'd support it. This is Senator Jerry Moran out of Kansas, Senator Rob Portman out of Ohio, again, Senator Lisa Murkowski out of Alaska, Senator Capito in West Virginia, and Senator Heller in Nevada. If you want to contact him, you've still got time to contact those offices, but you need to do it right now, folks. The number for the Capitol switchboard is 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121, because this vote is right on the cusp yep. of beginning.
It's interesting. Wall Street Journal has an editorial. They said the Maine Senator Susan Collins' defection was expected because that was her consistent vote since 2015. The same can't be said, they said, for Lisa Murkowski, who also voted against allowing even a debate on the repeal. We look forward to her, this according to the Wall Street Journal, explaining how this squares with her May 2016 press release in which she called for action in the Senate to repeal and fix this unworkable law. She added that while a full repeal of the law would be the best course of action, it is simply not possible under the Obama administration. Well, it's possible now. Apparently, she meant only that when her vote didn't matter, which is exactly what we've been saying from the whole time here. But as Jordan just said, we don't know if we've got anybody that's switching. Let's go ahead and take another phone call here at 800-684-3110.
Yeah, let's go to Laura in Colorado Springs on line one.
Hey, Laura, go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
I want to thank you first for all your hard work for
Thanks.
The American people. We
sure.
love you.
Thank
Tell
you.
Donald Trump we love him.
All right.
I have a comment. Nobody ever talks about the stats on all the people already that have lost all of their insurance all across America.
Yep.
Because we have Obamacare. Nobody ever talks about those stats. They're just talking about how many's going to lose it if we change it.
Now, we have talked to them, and we had people call this broadcast that have been subject to this, where they're paying the penalty because the insurance rates, they'd be. What caller came in the other day, had a $6,000 deductible and a $12,000 or $14,000 premium, which means you're spending $20,000 a year before you're even. So, I mean, this is how absurd the nature of this is. That's why we need real reform here. Logan, you want to take another call? You want to grab another comment here because it's really close on time.
Yeah, here's a comment from Vicky. Said, at this point in the game, will calling our senators and congressmen do anything?
All right, Jordan.
Listen, only these five. I mean, you do not need to be spending your time on members of the House right now. You need to be calling these five senators: Jerry Moran out of Kansas, Rob Portman of Ohio, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, and Dean Heller of Nevada. And if you're listening to this broadcast, the only time you have to do that is right now. It's about 12:16 Eastern time as we're speaking to you right now. An hour from now, you probably don't need to be making those phone calls because this vote will all have already happened or at least started.
And we're going to update this broadcast for the for when we have our afternoon releases so everybody knows exactly what's going on here. All right, we're getting ready to take a break. Logan's going to still take your call. Phone lines are absolutely jammed.
Yep.
But
sorry.
Comments coming in will help a lot so we can get to your comments.
Yeah, and some of these calls will not make it through, so make sure to keep calling in 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, and again, folks, we're in the last few days here of the July Matching Challenge, ACLJ.org for that. That's ACLJ.org. Or you can call us. Again, we'll take your calls at 1-877-989-2255. I will tell you this, Dan, really quick here, 15 seconds. Voting hasn't started yet. You think we got an uphill battle?
Just about to start. It's an uphill battle. It's going to be very close, Jay, within a couple of votes, so it's not time to give up.
So the vice president, I'm sure, is in the building.
He is.
All right. Wow. All right, folks, we'll have a lot more on this. We come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Get your comments in on Facebook and Periscope. Back with more in a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. At the ACLJ, we're engaging a number of vital issues. We're standing up in defense of life at the Supreme Court. We're challenging the Obama administration's shadow government in federal court. We're working with Congress to stop the flow of hundreds of millions of dollars a year in taxpayer funds to the abortion giant, Planned Parenthood. And we're working to replace Obamacare. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
Well, a bit of good news to start this segment off. We just got word that Congressman Steve Scalise has been discharged from the hospital. The House Majority Whip was discharged from the hospital after spending 6 weeks following the shooting in Alexandria, Virginia. He's made excellent progress in his recovery from a life-threatening gunshot wound 6 weeks ago. He was discharged from the hospital in Washington. He's now beginning a period of intense inpatient rehabilitation. So our thoughts and prayers continue to be with Steve Scalise and his family, but that is some good news there. All right, let's go right to the phone. We are waiting for the vote to start on repeal. Do we expect it's going to happen this hour, Than?
Yes, it should start any minute. Again, the second in a series, Jay, and I expect that series to start any moment now.
All right, let's go ahead and let's go ahead and take some phone calls, I think, Logan.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Barbara, who's calling on line 5. Barbara, you're on the air.
Hey, Barbara.
Hi. I want to know if this is a voice vote, so they have to stand up as a person and accept the responsibility.
So is it a voice vote or is it a recorded vote? I suspect it's going to be a recorded vote. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I believe these are recorded votes. This is the real deal. I mean,
So you couldn't do a voice vote on something this close either.
No, I mean, yeah, right. I mean, you're on the margins of, the vice president having to, as he formally had to yesterday, as at that podium in the U.S. Senate, as president of the Senate, which is his responsibility, cast his constitutional power, that when the votes are tied, which is rare, 50-50, he can cast the tie-breaking vote, which he did yesterday on the motion to proceed. And hopefully, I mean, it's an uphill battle, but hopefully he'll be there to cast that 51st vote on the repeal of Obamacare with the 2-year transition. I just don't think we want to get too far outside and start declaring victory when it looks like this is very uphill. I mean, Than, when it feels this way, it means that you're hearing from the Hill that they don't feel like they can convince enough of these 5 senators we've been talking about who did vote yes to go along and do it again.
Well, normally, Jordan, when you're this close to a vote, leadership has a very good idea of where the whip count is, where their members of their conference are going to vote. They have not received the assurances from the 5 senators you've been naming that they're going to vote yes. That's why I'm concerned. But, Jay, just to the last caller's point, it's going to be a roll call vote, and there's still value in knowing which senators have abandoned this effort because they are going to be the ones that are solely to blame for breaking a campaign promise and not getting it over the line if they don't. So they're going to have to go to the floor, and they're going to have to verbally cast a vote. It'll either be consistent with their campaign rhetoric or it will break their promise.
I mean, Than, how long are Ron Wyden and Bernie Sanders going to be able to go back and forth discussing things amongst themselves since they're just no votes anyways? I mean, are they filibustering on the floor right now basically by just talking?
At the moment, I think they're raising a point of order against the bill, which was expected, Jordan. But I will tell you, the reason that there are still 15 of the 20 hours of debate left is because Democrats have been stalling at every stage of the process. Jordan, last night, they made them read the entire 172 pages of the repeal and replace bill.
So
that
why
took
are the Republicans
hours and hours.
Not getting
they are stalling.
Yeah, why are they? I was going to ask the exact same question. Why are the Republicans not acting tough? I mean, that's the rule is the rule.
But they can change the rule whenever they want.
Technically, they can change the rule. But it may take
this
6 weeks.
No. Yeah.
No, it doesn't, right.
As currently constituted, dispensing with the reading of the bill would take unanimous consent, and the Democrats have not allowed that.
Yep, there you go. Logan, are people getting frustrated with what you're seeing online right now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of people who are, one, they're upset about the fact of how much they're paying, the fact that they may have to keep paying the same way after they voted against it. And some other comments are coming in. This is Jessica said, I pay currently nearly $40,000 a year for my family's insurance costs and deductibles.
Where's she at?
Obamacare is writing it. It doesn't say.
Sounds like California. I mean, there are states. I mean, I think ours is close to $30,000. So, I mean, these are real numbers. And there's a deductible. I don't know what the deductible number is right now, but I mean, I think it's $5,000 deductible. I mean, so it's just, I mean, this is, it's an unworkable system. Let's grab another call.
All right, let's continue on. Let's go to Dawn in Cincinnati, Ohio. You're on the air.
Hey, Dawn.
Good afternoon.
Yep.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have one question to begin with. Can the president say to these senators who all very well know what this health care Obamacare has done? They know. They know the choices that have been taken away and the bill that's been laid on the American people. Can the president say to the Democratic Party. If you continue to stonewall, put your feet into your so-called concrete, we will take away your vacation. We will take away your
pay. He's not. Unfortunately. He doesn't have the authority to do that. He's the president. He's not the king. So as we said that line with President Obama, same here. You don't get to do that. So this is you're elected. You live in a constitutional republic. You're going to have votes. I mean, there's going to be votes one way or another. I want to get call two in right before the break here.
All right, let's do it. Steve in Cincinnati, Ohio, you're on the
air.
Hey,
Steve, I understand you spoke to Senator Rob Portman's office. What did he tell you?
Well, I called in and I asked very specifically. I said the senator voted for the same bill 2 years ago, and today it's up for vote, and I'm hearing a rumor that he is potentially voting against it. And he said the senator is against any bill or any legislation that would repeal Obamacare without a replacement.
But this is contrary, of course, to the position he took in 2015.
Yeah. I mean, Steve, that is what's so absurd is that Rob Portman, the senator you contacted and his office, voted yes on the exact language to repeal Obamacare with a two-year transition where they then have to come up with the replacement. The replacement's not automatic. So he is going back, and you know he campaigned on Obamacare. They love we're going to change the healthcare system. He is being a hypocrite. I hope people in Ohio, they do remember, as Stan said, they record these votes. Why is Rob Portman in the Senate? I keep saying myself, not the best leader. Doesn't care really about giving speeches, it doesn't seem like. So if he's not going to cast the tough votes that matter to the American people. I mean, I just question a lot of these Republican senators right now. Why are you in Washington? Just because you like an easy salary and be treated like you're real important? I mean, is that the only reason you like it? Because these are not charismatic people. These are not the people you're going to see like as major leaders. It's like, what are you doing there?
Well, the frustration level, what are we seeing online, Logan? Because we're certainly hearing it on radio.
Yeah, this comes from Rhonda. She said, if you don't vote against it, then you're saying it works.
Yeah, well, I mean, fan, there's a lot of truth to that. A do nothing means you're saying it's okay. Leave the people hanging.
Yeah, it's not like the last 18 months, Jay, since Senator Portman cast that vote, have proven Obamacare to be working. Maybe if he had a change of heart because Obamacare was lowering premiums and people were having access to coverage, he would have a leg to stand on to switch his vote. But, Jay, the opposite has happened. It has proven to be a failure. It is broken. It must be repealed. And there's no way to do it but to cast the same vote he did in 2015. I am very disheartened that the caller got that answer from Senator Portman, but I'm not that surprised because that's where he's been trending over the last few days.
This is precisely the problem. I want to recast this for everybody. We're about to take a break. There's going to be a way for you to get the next 30 minutes of the broadcast. A lot of networks are carrying it now, which is great. But here's where we are. We're expecting the vote on repeal, just the straight repeal. Now, this was the bill that all the Republicans in 2015 said, yes, repeal Obamacare. They did that apparently because it was a good campaign vote, but not a very good vote if it was actually going to happen because we don't have a majority. That's not all the senators, by the way. Fan thinks it's going to be very – it's not a lost cause yet. But it's a very close vote. So we're going to be here for another 30 minutes. I think it's really important. If you don't get the full hour of the broadcast right now, you need to switch over. Our social media, I mean, we're a lot of people watching on Facebook and Periscope and ACLJ.org. But we need to go ahead and let people know, Logan, how they can get this next 30 minutes. And for our later broadcast, we're going to update this during the day.
That's right. What you can do if you don't get the second half hour Jay Sekulow Live or you want a different experience, join us broadcasting live right now on social media, Facebook.com/JaySekulow, Periscope. Search for Jay Sekulow. Also, on ACLJ.org and on Twitter at Jay Sekulow. You can find us broadcasting all those places. You can get your comments in on the social media outlets. Well, if you lose you here and you can't continue on listening, you can find us archived on the ACLJ app and also on the Jay Sekulow Live podcast.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. Any matching donation to the ACLJ, we're going to match and gift for ACLJ.org. And again, a lot more ahead. Stay tuned with us also on Facebook and Periscope. And also follow us on Facebook. Good way to do that. I've got a page. Jordan's got a page. Logan has a page. Everybody's got a page.
It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be double. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. So we're expecting the vote. We were expecting in the first half hour of the broadcast on the full repeal. That has not happened. But now it looks like it's being moved back a couple of hours. And that may be a signal. So I want to go right to Jordan Thamm. We were talking about that during the break. Phone lines are jammed right now. Get your comments in on Facebook, though, and Periscope. What do you think this means?
I think this means you better start picking up the phone right now and calling those senators.
Those senators, not everybody.
There's obviously an issue on whether or not they think maybe they could get to that 50 votes then with Mike Pence. If they thought that it was done, that they had no chance, I think that they would just let it move forward and then have to move on. If they think that they are still able to get there, we need to all be make sure you're picking up the phone and putting these phone calls in. You did it for the motion to proceed. Now do it for the actual repeal of Obamacare. Remember, every name I'm about to give you to call has voted yes on this exact language that will be coming up, the repeal of Obamacare with a two-year transition. So all you're asking is that they vote the same way they voted in 2015 and that they aren't hypocritical and go and are the reason why Obamacare isn't repealed. So you call with that message right now. Use the Capitol switchboard to reach all these senators, and you tell the switchboard operator the name of the senators that you want to reach. A staff person at their office will likely answer. You might get voicemail, leave a message. Here's who you need to call: Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas, Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, flood Rob Portman's phone lines, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, especially Shelley Moore, capital of West Virginia, really flood those phone lines. It's one of the states where the president is most popular, and she could cast a vote that would make the repeal of Obamacare impossible. So call Shelley Moore Capito and Dean Heller in Nevada as well, who's been really tough on this. 202-224-3121 is the number you call to reach the Capitol switchboard and get to these Senate offices, and do it now.
So, Than, let's take a look at what, you know, they're moving. It looks like now the vote's not going to happen during this hour. So what do you think's happening here?
Well, there was a unanimous consent to have it in the noon hour, Jay, and it now looks like it has been pushed back. I'm hearing until 3:30. I don't have absolute confirmation on that, but it looks like 3:30. Jay, there's only one reason to do that, and that would be that they think that there is at least some chance that the outcome of that vote is in play. Jordan's absolutely right on this. If they were sure that it was going to pass, or if they were sure that it was going to fail, they would have taken that vote. They would have taken it in this hour. The only reason for moving it back is that there might be a couple of senators in play, and I will guarantee you that if there are senators in play, they're coming off that list that Jordan's been reading.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead. Logan, we have time for a quick call, or do you want to take a message?
We can take a quick call.
All right.
Or here's a comment that a lot of people are asking. This is from Patricia. Does the current repeal include the defunding of Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, the current repeal does include the defunding of Planned Parenthood, is correct. Right then, we got that. That's all in place.
Yes, it is in the 2015 bill to be voted on this afternoon.
So here's the question. We're trying to figure out why they are delaying the vote, and it could be because they're trying to rally a couple more votes to put it over the top, or could it be that they're just stalling here? I mean, but there was unanimous consent till the 12 o'clock vote, right?
Yeah, pushing back this vote is not because of the stalling tactics. They have been stalling, but there was no reason to move the vote. The Republicans would not have to move the vote, so they had to consent to move the vote. Jay, I can't think of another reason other than they think they have at least some shot at this.
What do you think, Jordan?
I think that it's always a good sign if they are moving things back at a certain point. It means, one, they may not have the votes yet, but two, that they aren't so far away that they feel like we should just have it, you know, deal with the defeat and move on to the other amendment processes, that they may have something in the works. I mean, I think we all need to hope for that. We need to fight for that. Because I think if they were like 8 votes short, you just go ahead and
get it over with.
Yeah, get it over with. If you're 2 votes short,
you're working.
You keep wheeling and dealing over the next couple hours.
Oh, maybe that's happening. All right, Logan, we're going to come back from the break. We're going to be joined by a couple of our analysts.
That's right. You can keep watching and keep listening. You can find us online at aclj.org. Facebook and Periscope. Right now, no lines are open, so unfortunately, you can't call in, but they will clear up throughout this segment. We'll grab some calls coming up, but again, that's at 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, don't forget our matching challenge campaign. We are about even where we were last year. We'd like to be ahead, so if you go to aclj.org, any match, donate, of course, tax deductible, we get a matching gift for aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Again, vote being moved back to the afternoon, so we think that may be actually a good sign. We'll see what that actually means in the next 3 hours. We will come back later on Facebook and Periscope to update everybody so that our evening release of our broadcast will be current. It'll be a busy afternoon. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. At the ACLJ, we're engaging a number of vital issues. We're standing up in defense of life at the Supreme Court. We're challenging the Obama administration's shadow government in federal court. We're working with Congress to stop the flow of hundreds of millions of dollars a year in taxpayer funds to the abortion giant, Planned Parenthood. And we're working to replace Obamacare. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Our director of policy, Harry Hutchison, Professor Hutchison, joined us, and our senior counsel, Andy Economo. Let me go right to the phones, though, because a lot of people are calling. Got Than Bennett in our office in Washington. He's been working his contacts. If you're just joining us, the vote. Look, I mean, this is, we're talking the policy here of repeal, and this is something that should be really straightforward because they voted for this in 2015. But apparently that's still the fight on all of this. But let's go ahead and take a phone call.
All right, let's do it. Let's just go in order and get some of these out of the way. Let's go to Dennis, who's calling in Kansas on line 6.
Hi, Dennis. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I just called Jerry Moran's office about 40 or 20 minutes ago. Joe, his staffer, said that he is planning on voting yes on the repeal bill so that we can get this done. And I also want to thank you for your ministry that you all are doing there.
Thank you. Well, so wait a minute. So you talked to Joe Moran's office and his staff person said he's voting yes.
Correct.
I'd like to get someone out there to call his office again. Let's get a confirmation of that. That would be good.
Let's get somebody
from our team to call right now and get a confirmation on that, Will. This is where voices matter.
Yeah, I mean, and Thad, on Jerry Moran, who has not issued a lot of statements about this, so the only answers we've ever gotten from his office are by people calling in like this. That's a good sign. Have you heard anything like that, Dan?
I'm having one of our team members upstairs, David Fonseca, call right now and try to get confirmation. Jay and Jordan, I mean, this is what I was just saying. If Jerry Moran is now saying he's a yes, that means we're moving in the right direction. We're not there yet, but if that is correct, I think we got a shot at 3:30. So we're going to try to find out in the next few minutes here.
Let's get a confirmation of this, and we're working on that now. But Harry, again, this is how the constitutional republic works. People are seeing it. This is in living color, folks. This is how a constitutional republic works.
Absolutely. So public pressure is absolutely essential because for too long, the Republicans have practiced kabuki theater. They have voted against Obamacare. They have voted more than 15 or 20 times against Obamacare. They voted to repeal and replace. Now they have a chance to actually deliver. And they're wavering. So it's essential for members of the public to call.
Andy, what do you think about the, I mean, we are watching, and I think this is important for, this is an important moment in American history for the American people to see what actually happens here. Yeah. What actually takes place.
Yes, it is. I mean, this is something that the scrutiny of the nation is on the United States Senate. But I mean, particularly these Republicans, which, as we pointed out time and time again, have voted to repeal Obamacare. Now they have the opportunity to do it where it means something, not to vote knowing that a president is going to veto it when the community organizer was president. Now we have a president who is not going to veto the repeal. They need to step up to the plate and do the right thing.
All right, so we got another call coming in. Let's take it.
Line five, let's go to Patricia.
But let's also verify it on our end.
Patricia, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Yes, thank you for your ministry.
Thank you.
Yes, I called. I would like to confirm that Senator Moran did say that he was going to vote yes on repealing Obamacare, but that he was concerned about pre-existing conditions.
Well, then that means he, okay. But did he say he's going to vote yes on the repeal of the bill? We're all concerned. I understand the pre-existing condition, but was he affirmatively saying he's voting yes on this repeal bill this afternoon?
And so that's why I repeated the question. Will he vote yes on this bill to repeal Obamacare? She said, yes, he will. I told her that my son is autistic.
Yep.
He has gone without medical care under Obamacare for 3 years.
Yeah.
And that he needs to keep his word and vote the 2015 vote that he voted.
Well, okay. Patricia, I appreciate you calling in. Jordan is both nervous, and this is why you got to keep calling.
Yes, because, again, you know, their first answer to you is yes, but, and when they have that but in there, and the but is the pre-existing conditions, well, this repeal that we're talking about that he voted on in 2015
just leaves
is just a repeal.
In place for 2 years.
And it just leaves the same thing in place for 2 years. You've got to then come up with a replacement. So it doesn't fix anything. It just repeals Obamacare with a two-year transition. So is that an outright yes? I mean, I think that's why keep calling. Keep the pressure up. It's great that you did that, and it's great that you reminded him of his December 2015 vote.
So here's what you've got. Our team is trying to call as well, and there's a voicemail. It's going to voicemail. We're continuing to try to call on that. Let's go ahead and take another call, Logan.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go to Mark in Texas on line four. You're on the air.
Hey, Mark.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a $6,000 deductible, and I'm a diabetic, and I can't even afford my insulin. Being a diabetic at $800 a month, I hope they can replace this Obamacare stuff.
Well, this is the problem. I mean, you got a $6,000 deductible. They're not covering half of what you wanted to cover, and the insurance. It's because, Harry, there's no competition in the insurance industry.
Absolutely, and I think as the caller points out, essentially the Republicans have not done a good enough job in outlining Obamacare's failures. They've allowed the Democrats to assume the mantle of principle in this debate when all of the facts support repeal and replacement. And that's something that we really need to do quickly.
You know, Andy, I talked about that. I want to get Jordan Thann to get a look on the politics. And Thann, keep working your contacts on these other senators. But we are watching, we are really witnessing, Andy, right now, the whole constitutional republic system, the constitutional system, actually play out. This is exactly how it's supposed to work.
That's right. That is how it's supposed to work. The House has done their job. The House passed the appropriate bill. It's now over to the Senate. That's the co-equal body in the legislative branch. The Senate is supposed to take up the legislation that the House proposed or their own bill and do, you know, whatever they want to do. And we're seeing the making of legislation at its worst. In some instances.
But this is where your voice makes a big difference. Now, Thann, are you getting any confirmation on the Moran vote or any others? We've had two people call, but it's a little bit of a hedge on the last one.
Yeah, I don't have absolute confirmation. A good sign is it's hard to get through right now. So the phones are ringing in Senator Moran's office. And I would just say this, though, Jay, for Senator Moran or any of the others, they could put this to rest by putting a public statement out. They can tweet about it. They can put a press release out, put out a public statement about how they will vote at 3:30.
Yeah, right. So we know now that vote, you know, coming at 3:30 Eastern time. Remember, if Senator Moran's line's busy, you can also call Senator Portman, Senator Murkowski, Senator Capito, and Senator Heller, all from the same number, the Capitol switchboard, 202-224-3121. Now you have a little bit more time to make those phone calls, a couple more hours.
Yep. All right, let's go ahead. You want to take another call, Logan?
Yeah, let's go to Jamie in New Mexico online, too. You're on the air, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I am from New Mexico.
Yep.
I did call Lisa Murkowski's office, and I had to leave her a message. No one was answering the phone. But I told her in my message, if you don't vote to repeal Obamacare when you run again, I'll send money to whoever runs against you. And that goes for the other five as well that are hedging on this vote.
Well, this is, I mean you're doing it. Look, this is how the system works. And we've been called, by the way, the fact that the phone lines are jammed, Jordan, is a really great sign. And I'm sure Jordan will give that number again in a few moments. But it's a good sign that even at the last minute here, with hours to go, the American people, because this is a government of the people, for the people, and by the people, you're watching that take place. So this is a good lesson in history. This is what happens.
Yeah, I mean, we just got a state office official, now that's not the D.C. office, told
but this is good.
That Jim Moran does plan to vote the same as he did in 2015. So, again, not as great confirmation as the D.C. office because state office is not always in line. But I think these are good signs that Moran may have issues, but it'll ultimately probably be a yes vote. But I wouldn't stop calling him.
No, I wouldn't stop calling. But, then, if we have Moran on the list, where does that put us right now? How many would we be away?
Yeah, we'd have 47 confirmed, essentially confirmed yes votes. We'd be three away from getting to the 50 we need before Vice President Pence. So you would need three of the other four that Jordan's been talking about to get to 50, Jay.
All right. Do we have time for a quick call, Logan, or probably not, or a comment?
We can probably take a comment here. A lot of people are commenting about Moran saying they couldn't get through. But this
That's
is
a good sign.
This is a comment from Melody that I think is a good one to take us to the next segment. Should keep your promises, senators. Don't throw the American people under the bus. We are out of money and out of patience.
Well, I think this is, look, Harry and Andy, this is, I mean, very quickly here, I'm going to go around the horn on all this. This is that sentiment from that Facebook comment is exactly correct. People have run out of patience on this.
Absolutely. And if the Senate fails to vote in favor of a clean repeal, the American people should throw the senators under the bus.
That's right. That's exactly right. We sent them to Washington to do a job. They campaigned on the promise that they were going to do this, repeal Obamacare. They need to do this. They need to get rid of the affordable health care plan. It is not affordable. It is not a decent health care plan.
I want people to put in specifically some phone calls into Shelley Moore Capito in West Virginia and Senator Dean Heller's office. He's in Nevada. You use the Capitol switchboard number 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Senator Shelley Moore Capito, Senator Dean Heller, you ask to speak to their office and ask directly, will they vote like they did in December 2015? Repeal Obamacare with the 2-year transition. If you get an answer from one of those offices, let us know.
Say again what
Facebook,
you want them, exactly what you want them to ask.
Will they vote the same way they did in December 2015 to repeal Obamacare with a 2-year transition? So focus in on Shelley Moore Capito and Dean Heller by calling the Capitol switchboard 202-224-3121.
All right, your voice is making a big difference, and we're giving it to you in real time. I mean, this is as we're on the air, it is happening. So again, as Jordan said, keep those calls coming in. We'll take your calls when we come back from the break. We're going to be coming back on later in the day, obviously, as this develops.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. At the ACLJ, we're engaging a number of vital issues. We're standing up in defense of life at the Supreme Court. We're challenging the Obama administration's shadow government in federal court. We're working with Congress to stop the flow of hundreds of millions of dollars a year in taxpayer funds to the abortion giant, Planned Parenthood. And we're working to replace Obamacare. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-9-LAW. 989-2255, or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
All right, so, you know, we're watching. I mean, this is a constitutional republic operating, and I want to go to Harry and Andy first on this, and then we're going to go right to calls and grab as many as we can. So, Andy, we are watching as votes are shifting, which is why the votes are being delayed, and that's a good thing. This is how a system's supposed to work.
Yes, this is the making of legislation, and someone says it's as ugly as looking at sausage being yep. made, but this is how it works. The give and take, the call by people, the putting of political pressure on their senators. The senator is either responding or trying to respond and hold back and not commit. The determination on the part of the electorate to make a senator do what that senator said during its campaign that they were going to do. This is all part of the legislative process, the give and take of the American Republic.
So, Harry, what's the pressure point do you see right now for people?
Well, I think essentially we have to focus on those four or five senators that are wavering. But we also have to raise the stakes a little. In essence, the Republicans have had a free ride attacking Obamacare. Now,
yep.
the issue becomes, are they going to be consumed with cowardice or principle?
Yep.
And so I think that needs to be the focus of the voters.
All right.
I think on line six, when it comes to Portman and this cowardice issue, it's right on line, so let's take that call.
Yeah, Joanne's calling in Cleveland, Ohio, on line six. Like you said, you were on the air.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, guys. Thanks for everything.
Sure.
You know, I've called Portman every day for the last 10 days. All I get is a recording. I have no idea what he's going to do. I think his thing is the Medicaid expansion. I think he's trying to bail out Kasich for taking it. I mean, I think all of this all stems around scaring people that their grandmother who's on Medicaid in a nursing home is not going to have a place
to stay. But you know that's not true, Joanna. And Rob Portman knows that's not true, and so does John Kasich, who is probably the least helpful governor in Republican governor in our country when it comes to this issue, because he is acting like an Obama liberal when it comes to taking in federal funds. And, again, Medicaid funding remains the same. The 2 years, in fact, the expansions that would have occurred naturally will occur naturally over the next 2 years, because this straight-up repeal allows Obamacare to stay in place for 2 years in all of its operation, which means
right.
If Medicaid costs are going up, spending goes up for Medicaid. The issue is that the Congressional Budget Office, if you don't spend a dollar more per person every year on Medicaid, literally a dollar more per person, they consider it a cut if you remain it at the same level. So if you still keep it at this very high level, don't deduct, take anything away from it, that's considered a decrease, a cut to Medicaid funds. That is why I think, after all said and done, the Congressional Budget Office should be shut down and reworked. It is a worthless entity that we are paying for with our taxpayer dollars.
All right, Jordan's being very clear on that. Fan, any other movement you're hearing, Fan, right now as we're on air here with just a few minutes to go?
Well, the one thing I would say is I've got confirmation from several people in the Senate that the reason for the delay is because votes are moving. So I don't have specific names on that, but I have people saying that that votes definitely are moving.
Good.
And they do think they have a chance.
All right, let's go grab another call or two.
All right.
Greg's been holding a long time.
Yep, Greg, Costa Mesa, California, here on the air line.
Hey, Greg, go ahead.
Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I've got three quick questions. One is, why can't Republicans start preaching the need for completely decoupling private insurance from Medicare and Medicaid policy, and say Medicare and Medicaid should be used for
people?
Yeah,
we're having a lot of trouble hearing you there, Greg. Sorry about that. But I think the question was a decoupling of Medicare and Medicaid from private insurance. I mean, they're all interacting, and that's the problem the way it's set up. Remember, the goal here, Harry, was for them to get to single payer.
Absolutely.
That's what the Obama administration tried to do. Sorry about that, Greg. We know you held a long time, but we could not hear you.
Get him a book or something.
Yeah, we'll send you a book. We will send you a book. Go ahead.
Liberal Democrats have been motivated by the principle of a single-payer system. Obamacare was the first step.
Yep.
I think the problem is Republicans are, generally speaking, not motivated by any unifying principle on health care. And so it's very difficult to get to 50 votes because of that.
All right. We're going to take more of your calls, more of your comments in the next few minutes really quickly here. Let's try to pound through as many as we can. Logan, I know it's tough.
Yep, let's do it. Let's go to Lynette in Long Island. You're on the air.
Hi, Lynette.
God bless you for all you do. I just wanted to mention that the fake news media is emphasizing the 57 to 43 votes that occurred around 9
on the repeal
this morning. And exactly, and saying nothing about the fact that all of this is going on.
Well, that's why I'm very glad we're able to do this on this. I mean, we're giving you live commentary as it's happening, so you understand exactly what's going on in your own government.
Yeah, the vote is not over. That was expected not to pass, so people thought that was a big uphill hurdle. That was the repeal with immediate replacement. It just wasn't very popular, and it needed ultimately 60 votes, so it was never going to get to that threshold regardless. Let's take Deborah's call because she called Murkowski. Seems like we're getting some answers there.
Yep,
not sounding so great, but keep the pressure up.
Go ahead, Deborah.
Hi, I am from Kansas, but I've already called Moran. I called Murkowski. Her aide said that if it's just a straight repeal, she is not going to vote for that. And I said, why wouldn't she do the same vote she did in 2015? She said because healthcare has changed a lot since then.
Yeah, it's gotten worse and worse and worse. So let's assume, Than, that Deborah's response from Murkowski's office is correct, and you don't get Murkowski. Where does it stand?
First of all, that's shocking. It's gotten so much worse. There's more reason to vote for it now than there was in 2015. But if she's accurate, if Murkowski is a no, then, Jay, you need all of Moran, Portman, Capito, and Heller. You need all of them to get to 50.
Jordan's shaking his head.
Right, see, it's just tough because Portman is – had that similar line. They need to really face pressure now. We got 2 minutes left of the show right now. Here's the Capitol switchboard number you call, 202-224-3121. Focus in on Portman, focus in on Capito, focus in on Heller, and focus in on Murkowski to some extent as well. But Portman, Capito, and Heller, really focus there. Portman, Capito, and Heller, those are the three Senate offices you want to contact. Use the Capitol switchboard number 202-224-3121, and you are asking them to cast the same vote, yes vote, that they did in December of 2015 to repeal Obamacare with a 2-year transition.
All right, Logan, you want to try to grab another
call let's get John in Louisville. You're on the airline.
Hey, John, go ahead.
I just want to say that everybody knew when this thing was passed in the beginning, it was bad legislation from the start. I mean, Ben Nelson had to prostitute himself to cast the deciding vote. So if anybody does not vote for the repeal of this thing, that we can put forth something that works, then they should not be reelected.
Well, I think, look, there's going to be political consequences and all that. I'm going to go to our experts here around the horn very quickly. Andy, there will be political consequences, I think.
And there should be political consequences. Those who voted in 2015 in a certain way and now are changing their vote ought not to be permitted to continue in the United States Senate, period, the end.
Harry?
Absolutely. Andy is absolutely correct.
Yeah, I think these senators are going to face their own worst nightmare when Donald Trump starts backing primary opponents to them because they are I think whoever, if there are any of these are responsible for the vote not going, the repeal with a 2-year transition, the president of the United States, who's very popular in many of these states like Ohio, Alaska, West Virginia, any time throughout his administration, he's going to be looking, regardless of when they're up for re-election, to back their primary opponent.
All right, so, Than, you're thinking 3:30 this afternoon it goes.
3:30, I think it is going to go. I it's going to be very close, Jay. Jordan's right. Those are the right senators to pressure.
All right.
Heller's office told us they have no insight on how he will vote at this time. That's good from his office.
Yeah, his insight.
That
his
does
office
mean that they're feeling the pressure hard, though.
Yeah, so keep keep the pressure on here.
So they're undecided.
Yeah, so keep the pressure on. We'll keep everybody engaged, Logan, during this interim period by social media, and then we're going to come back on live.
Yep, keep watching, keep following us. Go on Facebook, go on Periscope, ACLJ.org. Make sure you're following us because, again, we're going to go back live to tell you how everything went later on today, but that's only online. Talk to you tomorrow.
It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be double. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org.